All right, welcome into the Herb Electric broadcast booth as we begin our second edition of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. And one of the neat things that we have the ability to do here this season is West Banco has given us the opportunity to have community tickets and giving some deserving organizations a chance to come to the games. And tonight I am so happy to have with me Kara Irwin from the Arc of Ohio. Kara, what a cool opportunity for you to bring everybody with the Arc to tonight's game.
Hi, DJ. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We're so thankful for West Banco Arena and the Wheeling Nailers having us here tonight. We have about 65 people, families, and friends.
Wow.
They're involved with the Arc here tonight. We're all celebrating and cheering on our home team.
So for those that haven't had a chance to interact with the Arc of Ohio, tell us about the organization, some of the things that you take a lot of pride in.
Absolutely. The Arc of Ohio are a group of advocates for the rights of citizens in the Ohioans with Disabilities field, and we try to bring people together in the community for community inclusion and just for wellness and overall just to have our citizens in the IDD community be part of our whole bigger picture in our town.
One of the things that really put us in connection was the event that you do during the summertime, which is Everyone's Got Talent.
Yes.
Which is such a neat opportunity for these individuals to be able to get up on the stage, perform, and do something that, you know, maybe they don't get a chance to do, maybe is a little bit uncomfortable at times, but such a neat idea.
Heck yeah, DJ, thank you for being there, and you guys have always been great supporters and come and set up a table. I know you have Special Olympics that comes to the Wheeling Nailers game, so Everyone's Got Talent will be happening again on August the 5th, 2023 in St. Clairsville, Ohio at the St. Clairsville Outdoor Amphitheater, and it is a community inclusion talent show.
That's awesome. What other ways do you look to try and grow the program, to try and touch as many families? Like you said, there's 65 that are involved with you, to be able to grow and really make an impact on as many people as you can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're across the whole state of Ohio. We have all 88 counties in Ohio represented by the ARC. We try to bring parents and families and individuals themselves together once a month for an advocacy meeting so they could talk about legislation and ways that they could better improve their quality of life and the quality of people with developmental disabilities around us.
You and I were talking this week leading up to this, where tonight's hockey game, there are a lot of people who this is probably their first experience.
Yes.
Seeing live hockey.
Yes.
What was it like to have those conversations and for you sitting with them tonight to look around and see their faces? What's the expressions looking like?
Oh, well, DJ, I'll be so excited that you made it so easy for us. You gave us a great section. We're all here together. Their eyes are lit up. It's like Christmas here for them. They're just celebrating and getting to see a sport and being able to socialize and just feel so good being here. They're dancing and screaming and yelling.
I absolutely love it. You're all decked out for the holiday season as well. You got the belly. It even makes noise. That's fantastic. Perfect. How can the listeners, the watchers tonight, be able to learn more about the ARC, be able to help out, be able to join in some of the fun that you guys put together?
It's a great question. We have our website is thearcofohio.org. ARC is Advocates for Rights of Citizens. We actually have a provider side where we try to pair families with support staff. So if anybody is interested in our programs, if they want to get on our website and check us out or give me a call, I'm right at the side of the St. Clairsville Library in St. Clairsville.
Family's a big part of what you do. You had a chance to bring your daughter Sarah along with you, not only to the game, but up here to the booth as well.
So cool.
It must be a blast for you to get a chance to work with your daughter and to be able to experience everything together like
this. Totally cool. She brings the young generation, the young energy to families and people with developmental disabilities. So she's so compassionate and patient, and her husband is very, very supportive, so she could continue giving and pouring out her heart and helping people to live their best life.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little bit astonished right now. I'm getting a chance to talk with a star because that's another thing, as you did Dancing with the Ohio Valley Stars with our good friends from Augusta Levy Learning Center.
Yes.
What was that experience like for
you?
Oh,
man, I'm telling you, I felt like a movie star. It was amazing, DJ. Yeah, getting to be backstage on that stage down there at the Capitol where a lot of celebrities and local talents have been, and big talents as well. It's just wonderful to be part of it and raise money and awareness for Augusta Levy Learning Center. Angie is amazing over there. If anybody needs to take a tour, go. But dancing is my passion, so I absolutely loved it.
That is so perfect. Kara, I can't thank you enough for being able to put all these amazing events together, and it's so cool to be able to chat with you and give our listeners a chance to really learn about the incredible work that you do with the Arc of Ohio. So thank you so much.
DJ, you are a wonderful man. Thank you. Go Nailers.
Yes, and have an awesome
thank
holiday
you,
as well.
Merry Christmas.
Kara Irwin from the Arc of Ohio joining us tonight on the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. Isaac and I will recap the second period next. The Nailers Broadcast Network presented by Main Street Bank.